What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hindsightless, the sporadic podcast where I talk about life, role-playing games, or whatever else might be running around inside of my head, but mostly role-playing games. Even in this one, I talk a lot about role-playing games, so that's pretty cool, right? What's up, folks? Happy Easter as I record this and probably, hopefully, will release it. It's Easter here in the States, and so, yeah, it's been a lovely day. The weather is super nice. Made some strawberry ice cream earlier. Gonna make some ham and some green beans and some scalloped potatoes with some biscuits for dinner. Nice day, man. So yeah, just a quick one today. I got a message from Barney. It's a pretty heavy one. I'm gonna play that one at the end, but he wanted me to play it. And so that's what I'm going to do, man. And then before that, I'm going to get into our latest session of Wrath of the Righteous, because it was a pretty fun one. What else? I think that's it. All right, let's get into some wrathful talk. When we last left our heroes from Wrath of the Righteous, they had just defeated the gladiatorial champion of Battle Bliss, incubus known as Gelderfang. And they defeated Gelderfang in one round. Well, round and a half, due to some amazing rolls and some terrible rolls on my part. But so, yeah, at the end of that session, I think I mentioned how Nyx and Haven being our paladin, Nyx being our bard, were asleep in their room in the inn known as the Absent Father, in the demonic city of Alushanira, which is in the Midnight Isles, in a realm of the Abyss ruled by the demon queen Nocticula. That's where our party is. Their mission is to gain the notice of Nocticula and convince her not to form an allegiance with Baphomet and Descari, because those two demon lords, as you know, have teamed up together and are raging a war against the material plane, the prime material plane. They've made an incursion, and so the powers that be of good don't want that allegiance to spread any further. So they send our party to the Midnight Isles, to this island of Alushanira, to somehow make contact with Nocticula. And to do so, they need to gain notoriety in the city. And that's why they fought in Battle Bliss. They gained notoriety points. It's the mini game of this book, is you got to gain these notoriety points in order. You got to get enough to get noticed by Nocticula. So the night of the party's amazing victory in Battle Bliss, they were sleeping. Haven woke up because there was a floating, shadowy, winged, dark figure with a crossbow aimed right at Nyx's sleeping chest and says, "Hey, Monago hired me to kill all you guys, but if you give me 50,000 in gold and or magic items, I'll not only not kill you, I will take you to Monago and help you kill her." And then she left. The assassin left. So the party decided, yeah, we got about 50 grand worth of magical items off of Gelderfang when we killed him, because to the winners go the spoils. And so we can come up with the remaining like 4 or 5 grand, no problem. And then we even get to keep the Ring of Freedom of Movement, which is an awesome ring, worth a ton of money. And they were able to keep that ring, sell some stuff, and then they said, okay, let's go meet up with this assassin. So they weren't sure if they should trust this assassin or not. Nexarius is the name of the assassin, Nexarius. Nexarius, I think. Nexarius. But they did bring the bag of loot to the area in the docks, known as the Virgin Ribs. That's the name of the like slummy dock area of Alushanira. The party made it there. They did the exchange. Everything was hunky-dory. The assassin, Nexarius, took the party to where Monago was hiding out. The party kicked in the door, beat the living crap out of Monago, no problem. They are very, very powerful right now. When it's the whole party versus one bad guy, there's not much of a chance for the bad guy. They can dish out some massive damage. At one point, Haven, our paladin, wielding the now the Holy Avenger sword, Radiance, does a full round attack action on Monago. And right then, I was like, oh shoot, I gotta pee real quick. You total up the damage. Let me know when I get back. So I come back. I was like, okay, how much? And Jules is like, 134. It's like, holy shit. Yeah. So 134 points of damage. Just walloping amounts of damage. And with the ability to block incoming attacks and make her allies deal half damage, Haven is very, very powerful. Subin is a crazy healer. Nyx, with her new hat, her new magic hat, and her new magic horn, she's giving out incredible bonuses now. So Nyx herself is giving out like plus four or more to attack and damage on every hit now for every round of combat. Just gnarly stuff, man. Sadly, Randor, our monk, played by Jason, and Chester, our cavalier, played by my buddy Woody, couldn't make the game, so it was just the three of us. And sometimes when you have just three players, you can get a lot of stuff done. So we got a lot of stuff done. Not only did the party take down Monago, which gave them a bunch of notoriety points, the next day the party had an appointment at a basically like a casino entertainment hall known as Battle Blitz, or sorry, known as Rapture of Rupture, run by this bored succubus Valexia, who's been running this casino basically for thousands and thousands of years, has seen every single form of entertainment. She's a crazy sadist and is into some crazy stuff. So, party had to go there and entertain Valexia. And I was like, cool, we'll see how this goes. And so the way the game has it set up, each character can pick a skill. So something like acrobatics, or a performance skill like perform sing, perform dance, or a knowledge skill. You could basically pick a skill, or one person from the party could entertain Valexia through combat. So one could do combat and everyone else could pick a skill. And so the party's like figuring out what they're going to do. Haven's looking at her skills, and her skills are okay, but not really designed for this. So she decides, okay, so Haven's going to fight, Nyx is going to dance, and Subin has taken ranks in perform flighting, which I guess is a medieval term for like mockery, kind of rap battly stuff, like rhyming mocking stuff, kind of like William Shakespeare type stuff. And so it's like, okay, so Nyx is gonna dance, Subin is gonna battle rap, and Haven is gonna fight. And I was like, okay, Nyx, you go first, because I have a feeling Nyx is gonna knock this out of the park. She's a bard. This is what bards are made for. So the party has to get 3 out of 5. The DC is set at 30. You have to get 3 successes before you get, you have to get 3 successes, right? If you don't get 3 successes, you don't entertain Valexia, and she gets sad. And if the whole party doesn't entertain Valexia, it's a fight, because she's like, you guys all suck, die. But Nyx goes first, bang, 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 knocks it out of the park easily. Easily. DC 30 on perform checks, nothing for Nyx. 3 for 3, bingo, bango, get it done, Nyx. Next up is Subin doing his battle rap stuff. And so James, we made James, well, this was James's idea. We didn't make him do it. We just encouraged him to keep doing it. So he came up with his first rap line. I don't remember what the lines were, but they were really good. They rhymed. I was impressed. First one, rolls a dice, gets a 30. All right, man, nice. Second roll, gets a 30 again. All right, nice. Fail, fail. Two in a row now. Now it's down to one. One last chance. One last chance. Can he get it? gets a total of a 23. And he's like, oh, but I surge it. And their surge dice now, one of their mythic abilities, they get to roll a D8 now after any D20 roll and add the result to the D20 roll. And I was like, okay, man, you got a 23. Let's see if you can get it. Down to the last one, man. Boom, rolls a 7. And it was awesome. The whole table, you know, virtual table got pumped. It was awesome. And then Haven came in to do her battle thing. And they just kicked, Haven just kicked the crap out of the two creatures that Valexia had. And so Valexia was like, you guys are wonderful. I would like to offer you all a contract to be an extended performers at my own personal house. And the party's like, well, sure, like, yeah, like we can come back. Like, oh, no. I want you to be a long-term feature at my house. It'll be great. Party's like, so we can come and go as we please. No. I want you to serve 101 years at my house. And the party's like, oh, no, we don't want to do that. No, thank you. And so Valexia's like, eh, okay. What's funny about it is the adventure states that if the party does go to Valexia's house, that it's like just this total horror show, freak show thing, and it's savage, and that in, I think the exact quote is, it's beyond the scope of this adventure. It's like, yeah, they can go there, but you're on your own, Game Master. And it's like, well, that's cool. And I was ready, man. I didn't have any maps ready, but I was ready to go if the party had gone to Valexia's house, but they didn't. And so after they left Rapture of Rupture, because they had all succeeded, they had now earned enough notoriety points that Nauticula has noticed them now. Word has gotten to Nauticula's ears. So they all hear this very sultry, seductive, feminine voice in their head and a like lovely, warm breeze on the back of their neck and their ears, saying, "Ooh, you all have impressed me. Come see me at Vault, at basically one of my sanctuaries, the Vault of Graves. It's where I list all the people that I've assassinated. It's a wonderful library. Come see me there, but I do need one last display of your prowess. My guardians there will try and stop you. I trust that you will not let them. Come and see me. Bye." And that's where we left the session. So next session, the party is going to go to the Vault of Graves, fight their way through to see Nauticula, and see what happens after that. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Like I said, the party is very, very powerful now. But this fight in the Vault of Graves will be interesting because it's a different kind of fight than they faced recently. So we'll see how this one goes. But yeah, it was a fun session. That bit with the battle wrapping was really fun. Just whenever it comes down to those final rolls and you need a certain roll and you get it, that's the friggin' best. That's why you don't fudge dice. Because it's just the best feeling when you roll it and you get it and you're just like, yes, in your face. And that's also why it's cool sometimes to tell the party what they need. You know, like you need to get a 30 on this roll or higher. That's what you need. And knowing that the party knows exactly what they need to roll and all that stuff. And it's just really fun. So it's a good session. We're going to get back to it again in 2 weeks. We're still going to be down 2 players because I think James is going to be out and Woody's still out. But hopefully Jason will be back and Laura and Jules will both be back. And yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait. We're so close to getting done with the 4th book. This part with Nauticula, it's the final part of part 3. It's the final section of part 3 of book 4. So we're heading into part 4 of book 4, which is the final part. Probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 more sessions. Then we're done with book 4 and on to book 5. And then only one more to go with book 6. Woo! Yeah, so by summer, at time of recording, by summer of 2024, early summer, we should be done with book 4. And that's pretty awesome. All right, let's take this call from Barney. He's got some stuff to say. He's got to get some stuff off his chest. It's just awesome to hear from Barney. I love Barney. Barney, if you're listening, I love you, dude. You're a super rad guy. And yeah, man, I hope all is well.
Hello, Joe, and all the Hindsightless listeners. This is the ghost of Barney from the eternally on hiatus podcast, Loco Ludus. The reason that I've been so out of the loop is that life's just been really shit and challenging, and it carries on being so. So this is a kind of momentary gasp of air. Here's my thought. It's role play related. One of the things that has happened is that recently my wife and I split up, and in such a tender situation or a difficult time or whatever we want to call it, people have lots of advice. They have lots of words of wisdom. And this is what the message is about. It's about wisdom. And I'm, yeah, and that's that. So that's, so wisdom is the role-playing hook here. And the simple fact is, I think that wisdom is really overrated, because wisdom usually ends up being kind of platitudinous truisms or something. It's just platitudes, it's just shit. Like, people will say things like, you've got to do what's right for you, and you've got to look after yourself first, and all of these kinds of things. And what my tea bag today, there was my daughter's tea bag. It said something like, don't worry about tomorrow. You can only change things today. Now, wisdom, of course, words of wisdom, all of this, sometimes they're good. Sometimes it's good, fine, wonderful. But I think as a blanket rule, it's overrated, and it's other things we should concentrate on. So the reason I'm leaving this message here is that Joe and I, we've been trying to play a little game with some dudes. And it's a black hack. It's the black sword hack that we've played. Lord knows if we'll get back to the game. It would be nice. I would like that. But there you've got intellect, wisdom, charisma, maybe even something else. I don't know. And I just think, well, why bother with wisdom as a stat when you've got charisma, or especially intelligence? It's just overrated. Get it out. Get it out. Wisdom, get rid of wisdom. We need much less wisdom in the world. That's my great pearl of wisdom.
Whispered words of wisdom, let it be. Yeah, dude, Barney, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say much, man, other than thank you for sending that in. Thank you for being you. Yeah, hopefully we'll get back to the Black Sword hack, playing with some awesome German dudes. Though it's hard now. Especially because you guys just had your time change at time of recording, like yesterday. So now we're, I think, 9 hours apart, which makes it even tougher. So we'll see, man. We'll try, because The funny thing is, I've recently started reading the Elric books again. Last night, as a matter of fact, I took a couple hours and just read some of the stories in the Elric books, and damn, those are metal, man. Moorcock is just kind of a boss. He is kind of a boss. But let's talk about wisdom. I'm not going to talk about other stuff. Let's talk about wisdom. Is it, yeah. You got charisma, you can get around being charismatic. Wisdom, as a stat goes, I don't know, man. That goes back to the whole discussion. Do you need intellectual stats in an RPG? I don't know. I don't friggin' know. What do you guys think? And if you have any other messages for Barney specifically, feel free to reach out to him on the Audio Dungeon Discord or other places where Barney might be. Oh, yeah, dude. Sometimes life is fucking wild, though. You don't know what's gonna fucking happen. It's crazy. And just my job, I run into that stuff every day of just people in tough situations based on crappy luck. Crappy luck, man. I was talking to this. I don't talk about my work a lot, but I'll talk about this work story because it just sucks. Talking to this woman, her husband, they'd been married for 30, 40 years. He just passed away in their mid-70s. He passed away like a month ago at time of recording. He was in perfect health. They went on hikes all the time. They were very active. Started getting headaches one day. Brain cancer, boom, dead. And now this woman is all by herself, has to figure out all this stuff to do, and it's just brutal out there. You don't know when something is going to happen outside of your control that's going to change your life. And it's just all about how we deal with those changes, man. Life is wild. Yeah, dude. But Black Sword Hack is dope. Those German guys are cool. You, Barney, are super cool. So hopefully we'll get into some more Black Hack because that game was totally wacky and it was fun. Yeah. All right. Let me get the fuck out of here. Right. Yeah. So it's about time for me to start cooking some Easter dinner. So I'm gonna get out of here real quick. But before I go, you know how I mentioned I've been listening to that YouTube channel, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater, that plays these old radio plays from the mid 70s. I just need to play this one commercial for Buick right now. This is not, I'm not telling you to go buy a Buick. If you want to buy a Buick, go buy a Buick. The Skylark? Skylarks are cool. Who made the LeBaron? Did Buick didn't make a LeBaron, was it? I only see one LeBaron, Freddy. Anyway, let me play this amazing commercial for you from Buick because I think it's so weird. I think it's totally weird. After I'm gonna play it and then we'll talk if it's weird or not. All right, you ready? Here we go.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I just thought of something.
Yeah,
what's that?
Well, over 250,000 people have already bought 1976 Buicks.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, if you got all those people together, they'd probably disagree on nearly everything. Religion, politics, sports. I mean, people disagree on all that stuff, right? And yet all those people, over 250,000 of them, agree on Buicks. I think that's really socially significant, don't you?
No.
Buick.
That's pretty socially significant, don't you think? No. It's so weird. It's a weird commercial. I'd never heard a commercial like that before. It just makes me really happy. Anyway, man, that's it. That's it for me. Barney, thank you again for sending me a message. Thank you for running a fun game. Hopefully we'll get back to it, dude. Yeah, man. I have so many lines in, of songs running through my head, but I'm not going to say any of them. Many of them are from rap songs, if that should tell you anything. But that's it. It was a fun game of Wrath of the Righteous. I hope everybody out there who celebrates Easter is having or had a very nice Easter. I hope everybody else out there is doing awesome. And I hope all of you are taking care of yourselves, taking care of somebody else. And until next time, peace out.